Friends, welcome to another episode of What You Need to Hear. I am diving straight in this week. It's quite a personal week, and I'm going to be talking to you about one simple decision that changed my life and led to such a huge transformation that I could never even have comprehended what was about to happen. So let's dive straight in. So January, halfway through it already. The month is whizzing by. Like, does time ever slow down anymore? I don't know. But on the plus side, I have to say the conversations that I've been having with people in the last couple of weeks seem to be so much more grounded and have so much more of a positive context to them, which is absolutely amazing to see. And like I said last week, I really feel that 2022 is going to be the year where it is going to feel like it is calm and balanced. So, do you know what? I'm sticking with it. Early days, but I'm going to keep calling that one through the year. I, with the whole new year, new start thing, decided I needed to refresh my office space. So I changed that about this week, and it now feels good. But to be fair, when I did it at first, I was a bit uneasy. I was like, oh, I'm so used to having everything in the other position and where everything was and just how it was set up. And do you know what? I decided to stick with it. It's something new. And let's face it, whenever we try something new, whenever we think about something new, we generally, you know, we like our comfort zone. But I realized that this was something which would be good, and I've decided to stick with it. And now, do you know what? I'm really feeling the vibe, really loving it. So it's good. And it got me thinking, like when I was doing cardio this morning, one of the songs came on. The lyrics in the song were saying things I've never said and doing things I've never done. You know the one, I think, really catchy beat, right? I know you know the one. And if you don't, I bet you're going to go and try and find out. So let me know if you know it. Drop me a DM. Let me know. Let me know the title. But yeah, that one, saying things I've never said and doing things I've never done. And I was like, I was there in the treadmill. I was running and I was thinking about these things, these words. And I was thinking, how often do we do something different? How often do we change it up a little? Well, let me tell you a story about when I decided to do that for myself. And let's rewind about 10 years. I was working in a job that I enjoyed at the time, to be fair. I was in central London, so you can imagine it was busy, loads of hours, loads of stress, all the usual stuff that you expect, but I was well paid. I was focused on, you know, career progression and the prospects that were there and climbing that ladder. So you get on with it. You accept it. You deal with that. It's part of your day. It's part of what working is, right? And I was so focused on the opportunities to develop and move up the ladder that I was looking at that and forgot that all of that tends to generally come at a price. And that price, wanting to climb that ladder, dealing with that stress, everything that comes along with it, left me doing things or living a life which wasn't necessarily the best for me. I was partying regularly. I was drinking and partying to release stress. And I was either too busy or too tired, which meant that it was always fast food and eating out. And again, that would lead to probably more drink on top of that. And what I would say to myself was, oh, but this is fun. This is enjoying life. I work to be able to earn the money, to be able to go out for these meals, to have these nights out, to spend this time with friends. And that's true to a point. Like, you've got to be able to understand and strike a level of balance, but you've also got to be able to understand when that balance is a bit out of whack. And basically at this time, when I was, you know, working my way up through this career, working in this business, like I said, I really enjoyed it. I was well paid. I felt like I had loads going for me. I probably wasn't paying enough attention to these other behaviors on the side and saying, yes, they're fun, but are they really good for me? Or is the level, the amount at which I'm doing them, is that good for me? And one of the other things I wasn't looking at the time or paying close enough attention to was the way that I looked. I hadn't realized that I'd let myself get to a point where I really wasn't happy with the way I looked, you know, and hadn't seen what I'd done to myself through this lifestyle I was living over this number of years, where I was so focused on these external factors that actually what I ended up realizing was that I was really happy. I was really unhappy. And at that point, what I hadn't realized was that the way in which I'd been ignoring all of this was I would buy things. I would love shopping. I was an impulse buyer. I would party. I would drink. I'd be the last person to be going home. I'd be that person you could rely on to have a good laugh with all night and still keep going for as long as you could go. And I'd be that person that you could call up and go, right, come on, random night, let's go for dinner and have some drinks, or, you know, we'll go and book something. That was great. But when you're doing it all the time, what I failed to realize was that it wasn't good for my health. Physical health, mental health, emotional health, social health, you know, all of those different factors. It wasn't creating a level of synergy between all those different forms of health and with me and what really was important to me. Fun is great, but when you're prioritizing so much fun that you're not looking after yourself, then it's only going to go in one direction. And for me, that direction was depression. And yeah, I've always been open with the fact that I've struggled with, I struggled with depression when I was 15. Ever since then, I deal with it and manage it as in when it comes up. And that learning to manage it has taught me to look at it differently. And actually, I don't just see it as this ugly mental health illness that can really take you over. And for some people, it can be really, really detrimental, overwhelming and overpowering. I consider myself lucky in the sense that I learned to deal with it at a really, really young age. And when it does appear now, which it always will, and I have no doubt it will come back in over years to come at different times. But what I've learned about it is that it's an indicator that something's not right or something needs to change. And generally, that thing that isn't right or needs to change is within me and choices and behaviors that I'm putting out there or making or displaying. And at this time, when I'd realized, I remember, I think I've mentioned on one of the shows before that I have this picture that I can still remember in my mind after a night out that I'd been out clubbing with a few of the lads. And I looked at this picture and I just remember looking at myself and I was like, I was grossed out. I was like, oh God, how have I let myself get to this? And it didn't necessarily change at that moment when I'd seen that thing. I then, subconsciously, started to lock myself away then. I started to cover it up within my own mind. I realized I didn't want to go out because I wasn't happy with the way I looked. And the things that I'd been doing weren't making a difference. Partying meant going out and being seen and, you know, looking good and feeling good. I wasn't that, or I didn't feel in that space. Buying things, well, there's only so much that can do for you, right? I was continuing to like buy odds and ends and gadgets and whatnot, but that's a temporary hit, a temporary high, right? And I then came to the point a bit further down the line when I realized that I was starting to lock myself away. And I was like, right, you've been able to deal with this better in the past. What's going on here? And I was like, oh, you're not prioritizing yourself. The stress from work, the lifestyle choices that I was making around that weren't doing me any good. So I felt like I had spiraled out of control. So I was like, right, something needs to change. So I got a PT. And at the time, it was It was something small, but something big. It was something small because I was just going and getting a PT. I've had one in the past years and years ago. But when I moved to London, I felt like it was, you know, too expensive, or I couldn't imagine myself in the gym because of the way that others would look at me, because I felt like I was so small or out of shape and compared to all of these people. You know, I created all, I ran through all those stories that I created in my mind. But this time I stuck with it. Got PT. I was determined to commit to my health. I wanted initially to look better. I wanted to start working on the way that I looked because that's what I didn't like. What I didn't realize was that I was inadvertently starting a massive transition and change in my life. And the next thing that I realized was, in the middle of me working towards looking good, I started to feel good and I became more confident. And through that confidence, I started, without even realizing it, to become more aware of the choices that I was making. The fact that I was looking at things such as, yes, I'm in a great job, in a great business, well paid, with great people, but it doesn't fulfill me. I'm not happy when I'm getting up and going to work. So all of a sudden, this new, more confident and person that was starting to become more aligned with himself, I started to realize that, yes, I was at a certain level of happiness, but I wasn't where I wanted to be. And like I said, when you've got all those factors, when you've got the money, when you've got the people around you, when you've got the security of a job and an income, you're willing to overlook certain aspects, but you can only do it for so long if you want to be truly happy. So, like I said, I wasn't fulfilled, and I decided that I had to address this. The routine that I was in, I was busy masking stress with fun, and that was just leading down a dark path. And this change that I'd made for myself in terms of prioritizing my health, that had then led to not just my physical health improving, but my mental and emotional health. Well, I didn't realize before then that I'd forgotten to focus on my long-term happiness. And this is what was starting to come up with, this new sense of pride and confidence and happiness. I was starting to go, well, I want to focus on my long-term happiness. And that led to me making a massive decision, which is I walked in and I quit my job after 10 years, 10-year career in an amazing business with amazing prospects and opportunities, surrounded by great people, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't right for me. And I went on to start my own business that I've continued to grow. And I've spent years now working with other people, supporting them in transforming their lives, from making the simplest shifts to making massive career changes, but working with them in terms of raising their awareness of what matters most to them, identifying these simple actions, as you always hear me talking about, the one simple step that you can take to start the process, and working with them to develop and provide them with a sense of accountability, first of all for me, but to help them develop it within themselves. And man, does it feel good. It feels awesome. And don't get me wrong, there's days where it's still tough. I still deal with stress. I'm not saying I've gotten rid of it, but I manage the stress level because the stress comes from what I choose, what I do, and where I'm going. You see, the day that I decided to quit, I said to myself, I am at this point in life in 32, and in 10 years' time, when I turn 42, I don't want to be doing this. If I'm going to be working this hard and this stressed, I want it to be for me. In the middle of that, what I've done is managed to make sure that I can build a business, work hard, and not have to be as stressed, and actually have more of a free and freedom lifestyle in the middle of all that, that centers around something that I'm passionate about, helping people. And as I said, it's not to say that depression will never rear its head again, but in this instance, when it did, I realized that the simple things that had started to creep in grew to behaviors that weren't serving me. And by introducing one small thing, deciding to dedicate one small moment to myself, led to a change and transformation in my lifestyle that I could never, ever have imagined. So what I'd say to you is, whatever is going on for you in life right now, just make sure that you regularly check in with yourself and ask yourself, am I happy? Why am I happy? If the question that I love that I've heard recently that is a part of my process with anybody that I'm talking to this about is, if I told you you couldn't fail, what would be the first thing you'd go out and do for yourself? Because within that will tell you whether or not you're really living up to what you want for yourself at this moment, or whether you've fallen into that routine acceptance of life. Like before everything from the last 2 years happened, when we started to see, oh my God, life can change, life can be different, we can make choices and decisions that, you know, were outside of what we thought were the norm. So I'd urge you to take a moment, take a minute today or this week, just dedicate some time to yourself and saying, what makes you happy? And are you doing or getting enough of that? And like I said, it's not about getting rid of fun from your life. It's about understanding the balance between fun and all of your other needs, but also being able to understand how you can give yourself more of what you want in a way that will lead to your long-term happiness. So whatever you're doing right now, I hope that you choose to dedicate that time to yourself. And if you decide that there's something you want to work on, then as I've said in the show notes last week, and I'll do it again this week, feel free to click on the link below and grab the 5 Simple Steps to Successfully Achieve Your Dream worksheets, workbook, and take that away. See if it helps. And if you need any help with it, then I'm here. Give me a shout. It's what I do. It's what I love to do. But I've enjoyed sharing a bit about me with you today. I hope that it inspires you to hopefully make a decision this week, this month, this year around you and what matters most to you. And I am wishing you the most amazing week ever. So until next week, keep chasing those dreams. Friends, there you have it, another episode of What You Need to Hear. Thank you for joining me, because I really appreciate it. And if you haven't already connected with me on Instagram, grab the link in my show notes, or jump over to Instagram, Nick Coyle Coaching, and hit me up there. This week, I'm going to be dropping news of my new free and private members community that is going to be based around living your dream. It's going to have resources, conversations, and coaching to support you in waking up from the life that you're living and starting to live your dream. So feel free to hit me up and stay tuned for more news on that.